Frederick, it's so nice to see you this year in D.C. at SAS Global Forum.
It's nice to see you too, Shelley.
So tell me, what have you thought about this conference so far?
Well, it's big. And sometimes I feel like Hansel and Gretel wandering in the woods, like I need to leave a trail of breadcrumbs to find my way from one session to the other. But I've had some really great opportunities to connect with old friends, people I haven't seen in a long time. This is my 17th SAS conference.
Wow.
And I figured out yesterday that it was my 11th conference paper. The first conference I went to was in Clearwater Beach in Tampa in 1979. And there were 600 people. And I was wandering around the conference then, and this guy came up to me and he said, do you like to sail? And I said, sure. And he said, well, I'm going to go rent a boat and go sailing. So instead of going to the conference, I sailed around Tampa Bay with this guy. And it turned out that he was the information technology director for the National Institutes of Health.
Wow.
So networking is an important part yes. of going to these conferences.
Well, has anything memorable happened here?
Well,
I
got invited to 5 more conferences. I'm supposed to go to, PharmaSug is in Portland. PNWSug is also in Portland. NESUG is in Vermont. And the NESUG conference chair said, I don't care what you talk about, just come. And then, of course, SGF next year is in my neck of the woods. It's in Seattle.
And you're in the Bend, Oregon area,
no,
is that right?
No, I live in Oregon.
Okay.
But I live up in the northeastern corner of the state near where Idaho and Washington and Oregon all come together. And I'm 259 miles from Portland.
Okay.
So people say, oh, well, you live in Oregon. You must be right next to Portland. But it's 4.5-hour drive.
Mm.
And there's no airport in the town that I live in. The nearest airport is either Boise, which is 170 miles one way, or Portland, which is 260 the other way. So it's a wonderful place to live. I teach at Eastern Oregon University. And there's great skiing and whitewater rafting and trout fishing and mountain and climbing and stuff. But every once in a while, I have to come down out of the mountains to make some money.
Well, how have you presented here this year?
Oh, yes. I gave a paper on Monday on the EBI. The new book is supposed to be coming out. The third edition of the book is supposed to be coming out this year, later on this year. And the way I do it is I write a chapter at a time and then go to a conference and read them the chapter to see what they think.
That's really brilliant. That's a great idea.
I get a lot of feedback from that I can then incorporate. But the idea of, I mean, we don't call it books by users anymore.
Right.
But that's really what it is.
Yes.
It's books by and for users. So I figure I should probably listen to what the users have to say about the material, and the conferences are a great way to do that.
And it sounds like you have 5 more lined up this year, right? So you'll have 5 chapters before December.
Lots of chances, yeah.
And it sounds like we were talking a little bit before this interview that the third edition of the Web Development by SAS, with SAS, by example, you're hoping to have preview copies at least next year by SAS Global Forum, if not the finished book?
Yes, my dream would be to be done by next April, but we'll certainly have preview copies. The problem is that the third edition is really going to be almost an entirely new book because it's going to include about a third of the book is going to be replaced with new material. And, of course, it's all about 9.2, and the second edition was 9.1. Now, the first edition was 8.2. So what I try and do is make sure that the material in the book is not obsolete until we actually print it.
Right, right.
I can't keep ahead of the curve, but at least I can try and stay up to date with it.
What do you most enjoy about being a writer?
Eating dinner with the other authors.
Frederick's referring to our annual SAS Authors Dinner at SAS Global Forum, and he was kind enough to join us this year here in Washington, D.C.?
Well, the thing about SAS authors is that they're a self-selected group that likes to talk about SAS. So the dinners are always lots of fun. People tell a lot of jokes where the punchlines are letters and numbers.
Something that many of us liberal arts majors may have a more difficult time getting. But
it's kind of a geek fest, I'd have to say.
Who did you sit with this year at the dinner?
Well, I sat with Ron Cody, who is the author of SAS Publishing book number one. His books are really great. I mean, they sell like hotcakes. My books are very popular among the set of people that are interested in that particular topic.
Absolutely.
But I'm one of the things that I've experienced at this particular conference is that a lot of people have been coming up to me and asking me about the book and when the new one is coming out, because the web development with SAS is starting to be a hot topic. For a long time, people used to say, well, I didn't know you could do web development with SAS. And now people are saying, wow, how can I do web development with SAS? So, and when is the book coming out?
That's very positive, and we're very excited, obviously, too, about the forthcoming book. And when you're not writing or, as you mentioned, teaching, what do you enjoy doing in your spare time? I know you alluded to some of the great outdoor activities in your area of Oregon.
Well, when I moved to Eastern Oregon, I applied for a job at the university, and I got a phone interview. And in the phone interview, the chair of the search committee asked me what my hobbies were. And I figured, okay, it's Eastern Oregon. I'll say, and I want the job. I'll say, oh, my hobbies are hiking and whitewater rafting. And in fact, I do like whitewater rafting, so I wasn't entirely making it up. But the chair of the search committee, who has since become my very good friend, said, oh, good, I'm glad you didn't say that you liked opera. Because, of course, there's no opera
right.
in Eastern Oregon. Well, actually, I'm passionate about opera.
Oh.
And I do a radio show every Sunday.
I didn't know that.
3 to 6 Pacific time on Sunday, and it's simulcast on the web. So if you go to KEOL-FM on the web, 3 to 6 on Sunday, you can hear my opera show.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you're just multi-talented. Thank you, Frederick, so much for sitting down with me. And in closing, if you found any time to enjoy the sights of D.C. or get outside of the convention area.
Yesterday, we snuck into the city and went to some of the museums on the Mall. And I didn't have a lot of time, but I did get to go see the Capitol.
Good.
And I'm always astonished by what a magnificent building it is. I mean, it's truly beautiful, and it's the seat of our government. So yesterday I got to see the White House, the Capitol, and the Supreme Court building. So I covered all three branches.
Thanks so much, Frederick. I hope you have safe travels and enjoy the rest of the conference today.
Thank you.
Thank you.